Hello, I'm Laura Castleton, U.S. Head of Portfolio Construction and Strategy at Janus Henderson Investors. For 90 years, we've worked to help clients achieve superior financial outcomes and fulfill our purpose of investing in a brighter future together. To learn more, go to janushenderson.com.
Here's your midday brief for Friday, May 26th. I'm Charlotte Gartenberg for The Wall Street Journal. U.S. consumer spending increased sharply last month and inflation accelerated, according to fresh data out today from the Commerce Department. Consumer spending, the primary driver of economic growth, rose 0.8% in April, boosted by higher spending on vehicles and services like insurance and healthcare. This report comes as the Federal Reserve continues to debate whether to raise interest rates next month and amid debt ceiling negotiations. The Fed's preferred gauge of consumer prices, the Personal Consumption Expenditures Price Index, increased 4.4% in April from a year earlier. That's up from March. We are exclusively reporting that Sweden's NATO membership currently hinges on the extradition of unknown people. Turkey is calling for the handover of 120 alleged terrorists, and Sweden says it has no idea who they are. The Scandinavian nation has accused Turkey of making impossible demands for approving its entry to NATO. These negotiations have slowed the security bloc's expansion after Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Sweden had hoped to enter NATO last month, as Finland did. Turkey's foreign ministry referred questions about the extradition request to the Justice Ministry, which didn't respond to requests for comment. And in a prisoner swap likely to stir controversy, Belgium freed an Iranian diplomat convicted of terrorism in exchange for a Belgian aid worker detained in Tehran. This deal, mediated by Oman, opens a new chapter in prisoner swaps between the West and the Islamic Republic. Past prisoner exchanges have sometimes involved money or exchanges of lower-profile individuals convicted of sanctions busting, but this is the first time an Iranian convicted of terrorism activities is known to have been released in a prisoner swap. We'll have a lot more coverage of the day's news on the Wall Street Journal's What's News podcast. You can add it to your playlist on your smart speaker or listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
The Claude 3 model family by Anthropic is your one-stop shop for enterprise AI. Haiku is lightning fast and cost-effective. Sonnet strikes the perfect balance between skills and speed. And Opus sets new industry benchmarks for intelligence. Learn more at anthropic.com/Claude.